Sonnets from the Portuguese by Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Sonnet 1. I thought once how Theocritus had sung. I thought once how Theocritus had sung of the sweet years, the dear and wished-for years, who each one in a gracious hand appears to bear a gift for mortals, old or young. And as I mused it in his antique tongue, I saw in gradual vision through my tears the sweet, sad years, the melancholy years, those of my own life, who by turns had flung a shadow across me. Straightway I was ware, so weeping, how a mystic shape did move behind me and drew me backward by the hair. And in a voice said in mastery while I strove, "Guess who now holds thee?" "Death," I said. But there the silver answer rang, "Not death, but love." Sonnet 2, but only three in all God's universe. But only three in all God's universe have heard this word thou hast said, himself beside thee speaking and me listening, and replied, "One of us, that was God," and laid the curse so darkly on my eyelids as to immerse my sight from seeing thee, that if I had died, the death weights placed there would have signified less absolute exclusion. Nay, is worse from God than from all others, O my friend. Men could not part us with their worldly jars, nor the seas change us, nor the tempests bend. Our hands would touch for all the mountain bars, and heaven being rolled between us at the end, we should but vow the faster for the stars. Sonnet 3. Unlike are we, unlike, O princely heart. Unlike are we, unlike, O princely heart. Unlike are our uses and our destinies. Our ministering two angels look surprise on one another as they strike athwart their wings in passing. Thou bethink thee, art a guest for queens to social pageantries with gauges from 100 brighter eyes than tears even can make mine to play thy part of chief musician. What hast thou to do with looking from the lattice lights at me, a poor tired wandering singer, singing through the dark and leaning up a cypress tree? The chrism is on thine head, on mine the dew, and death must dig the level where these agree. Sonnet 4. Thou hast thy calling to some palace floor. Thou hast thy calling to some palace floor, most gracious singer of high poems, where the dancers will break footing from the care of watching up thy pregnant lips for more. And dost thou lift this house's latch too poor for hand of thine? And canst thou think and bear to let thy music drop here unaware in folds of golden fullness at my door? Look up and see the casement broken in, the bats and owlets, builders in the roof. My cricket chirps against thy mandolin. Hush, call no echo up in further proof of desolation. There's a voice within that weeps as thou must sing, alone, aloof. Sonnet 5. I lift my heavy heart up solemnly. I lift my heavy heart up solemnly, as once Electra her sepulchral urn. And looking in thine eyes, I overturn the ashes at thy feet. Behold and see what a great heap of grief lay hid in me, and how the red wild sparkles dimly burn through the ashen greyness. If thy foot in scorn could tread them out to darkness utterly, it might be well perhaps.